Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you for tuning in to our Stories of Hope today. My first guest, Judy Romanoff, Coach Judy. She's a talk show host herself and a cognitive trainer of the mind. She's nationally recognized expert on divorce and single parent issues. She's the founder of the nonprofit Phoenix award-winning organization, National Single Parent Resource Center. Turned and won a custody battle with her own family and turned it into an award-winning career. Coach Judy became a sponge to the knowledge gained by other non-custodial dads and moms. Forensic psychologist, her attorney, and taking various courses offered because of her passion to turn her challenges into positive thoughts and actions. She's helped parents navigate the family court and states, it's best to reach out to her if you're considering becoming a single parent to avoid common pitfalls that many make when hiring an attorney to working with the best interest for the best interest of the children. Judy, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelius, for having me on. It's a great show.
It is a great show. And so I just want to, you know, in my other show that I did earlier, I was talking about, you know, what's your legacy?
Sure.
Right? What's your legacy? What do you feel your legacy is with your work and what it is that you're doing?
Well, I really tied in a determined woman with passion and care for others and not wanting to see families and individuals go through the challenges I did, or if they're going, how to best address it so they can have the greatest outcome in the situation. And by knowing the pitfalls, if you're dealing with the family court or understanding how to work in the best interest of the children, if you go in blind, you're going to walk out and regret that you didn't talk to somebody like myself if dealing with the single parents. And I want to also add to our listeners is I'm not just for single parents. As a cognitive trainer for the mind, I help individuals really overcome the negative chatter or the unknown chatter that is blocking them from achieving the goals and dreams and everything that they want personally and professionally. Because the fact is, it's what goes in our mind, what we see on the outside, all has a factor in how we operate ourselves.
Right. So that is actually what you're thinking about is creating your reality. And so what you're saying is to override the negative thoughts, the negative programming with shifting your mindset and cognitive, using your cognitive abilities. And that's what you help people do.
Exactly. I want to say it was interesting with the dynamics. My mother did say to me, she said, you are the most positive person I have ever known. She said, you know, you're practically, you know, on the curb and you are so positive. And I said, you know, that's really my legacy of being a very positive person, so that regardless of whatever my challenges are, which have been really unbelievable at times, I'm able to rise above it in a more positive, healthy way rather than letting it have control over me.
You know, I think that's such a big piece. People, you know, what is your legacy? Your legacy, people are going to say this about you. They're saying this about you now, that you are the most positive person. You know, in this modern day where there's so much negativity around, and then like you said, with the challenges that you were facing as a single mom, you know, to try to stay positive and to be on your own and to rise above it, it's hard to do. It's not easy. But what you're saying is that is your legacy, is that you are a positive person. So do you want to tell us, and I noticed too how you said the listeners, which means, yep, you definitely are a talk show host. And so tell us, you know, a little bit about your divorce. You know, why was it so challenging?
Okay, I have to be honest. I have a unique situation back in the 90s because people didn't talk about it. I actually was divorced twice, had no problems with the divorce. But when I became physically ill and having difficulty with my two children and raising and handling the challenges of a teenager and a younger child and not well, it really became very difficult. So I had one of those ex-husbands who didn't say, I'll step in, I'll help you out. It was, I'm too busy. I even don't work a regular job, although he did. And so my family was kind to reach out and say, we'll help you out. My son went with my parents who are down near me. My daughter went to the other coast of Florida. And I thought, they're helping me. Everything's going to be fine. And once I get released from my doctors, because I had to have two surgeries to get my health in the best it could be, and it was in great health, I called and I was told, no, go tell it to the judge. And here I am, naive. Blind. I lived in a bubble with my family because of the kinds of things that they did for me that a lot of people don't have. And I knew I was lucky. I didn't know I couldn't trust what they were saying to me and what their intentions were. And by letting them step in and have my children and forced to sign legal papers, strictly, I thought, for medical reasons and also for anything that comes up if the parent isn't right there. So I signed the papers, child support, that's what it is. Mm. I learned 6 weeks later when I realized something was wrong because somebody told me that doesn't make sense. I went and saw an attorney who was a neighbor and found out I could not just go pick up my child and bring her home. I said, she's my child. Well, you sign legal papers. That is the key that people don't realize. Those legal papers guide everything that you do with your life when it relates to other people that are involved.
So I just find, you know, I've talked to somebody before that, you know, was fighting the legal system. And again, you know, our legal system isn't necessarily set up for like a person like yourself.
No, not at all.
It's right. That's what we're talking about here is kind of trickery.
Exactly. There's tricks and games. And if you know, like when you're in court, attorneys have all set games that they can use to get you stirred, riled, twist things. And depending on your behavior and how you handle that, it can also be misread. So that you need to know how to really handle yourself, how to dress, how to take all the game playing and know how to work it to your advantage and what things to get concerned about and what not to, but also then reach out so that you're not going through it alone. As we know, if you're going through a hard time, the best thing is having people there supporting you, caring about you. And I was lucky. I was able to also get knowledge. A friend of mine took me to the family court system to learn how to use the law library. And I actually helped my attorney with the court case, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think it's so, you know, it's so important. Like you said, you were naive. You went in and, you know, you're just going in there thinking that everything's going to be set up to be, you know, supportive to you. It's hard enough when you're, like you said, you're dealing with health challenges, you're a mother raising your children on your own, and now you're fighting for your livelihood, your house, your support, and all the things. And then the system is not set up to, you know, the way that the contracts are set up or the way they try to trick you. That's terrible because, you know, what you should really be focusing on is grieving the loss of the relationships that didn't work out, right? Because that also-
Exactly. People don't realize it's like, you know, my spouse died. Well, I believe on both sides, because both are parties when a relationship doesn't work, is that in some ways it's like dealing with a living death, especially if you really love and still love that person. You're dealing with a living death and that person's there. You have to deal with them and you have to learn how to deal and work with these people who really have hurt you terribly. Yeah. And you have to think about what's in the best interest of the child. And for me, it was, I have to think what's in the best interest. I want my child to know I've done everything. As an example, when my daughter did come home and they were having Thanksgiving, my parents invited my daughter, not me, and I had to actually take my daughter and deliver to her, to my parent and family's Thanksgiving dinner and leave.
Wow.
And that's just one example.
Right. And that's hard. That's really hard, because think about it, ladies and gentlemen, that when you are grieving the loss of a relationship and something didn't work out, you already feel really weak. You feel that because it's a loss. And, you know, and then to have to go through that, and then the division or the non-support that is out there, it's terrible. That's why it's so important to have somebody like you that's going to help people if they need to talk things out. And so is this what you do for a living now?
Basically, I donate my time to the organization, and all funds that are generated from the cognitive training all goes to the nonprofit. As a matter of fact, we are looking for donors, sponsors, advertisers, because we have a whole group of programs that we want to do and help families. And in today's times, it's needed more than anything else. So what we're doing is creating a directory of all types of businesses from all over, so people can know where to turn from an everyday thing for individuals, married, not married, to have resources. But then also we're creating a directory for those who provide services and want to focus on the single parent families, because it's like, where do you turn to? Who knows what you need to know? Who are the right people that you need to go to? And that's my mission now, is to create new resources for this generation of single parents to be, and with everything else that's going on that could increase more single parents unexpectedly, it is a key area that people need to understand. You need to support programs that help single parents, because we're all over. We're doctors, we're lawyers, we're everything, versus the image of somebody who's poor or not very smart and get a divorce. Divorce is by all cross lines.
Yeah.
And I find that that's the challenge I had early on. And I fortunately had the financial means at the time to don't use my money to do the organization. Of course, things have changed, but I said, I will do everything I can to keep the organization going and to expand and do more and build a new team, because no matter what you do, it's a team that comes together to make things successful. It's not just one person.
Yeah. So all of those that are out there listening, definitely contact Judy. How do I say, am I saying your last name correctly, Romanoff?
Right. But I will say, I also go by Coach Judy as a brand, and as Coach Judy and Cognitive Trainer for the Mind, because I want people to realize you don't have to be a single parent to use the services and the knowledge that I have, because of the fact I've learned from being, losing everything, my home, everything in my life, and building a new life and having it be the foundation for everything in my life.
Coach Judy, what's your social media handles? Where do people look, find you?
All right. I have they can go to nationalsingleparent.org is our original website. It has the phone number, and if you want to even make donations. I have a new website that's coachjudy.info, which is going to be the business side with business we listed and other programs and information. And that's really up to date. So I recommend go to coachjudy.info if you need any services or programs by Coach Judy, and look at the website, nationalsingleparent.org, for all the different things that we have done, including our radio shows and testimonials. And I also have on there Coach Judy on nationalsingleparent.org. You can click on Coach Judy's practical tips for divorce and single parenting and get 10 great tips that you can use and apply in your life, even if you're not a single parent.
Thank you for all the wonderful work that you're doing. Thank you for building such a wonderful legacy. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie show. Coach Judy, I was going to say Judge Judy. Oh my gosh. Coach Judy, thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back. Hey everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook.
you're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose,
every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to introduce you to our next guest, Antoinette Logan. She's got a great book. Watch this book. We're going to talk about it here in a minute. Based out of Atlanta and Chicago, this multifaceted media professional and international author has worked her way from the bottom to the top in branding, marketing, as a personal assistant and brand ambassador. Additionally, Ms. Logan has used her experience from childhood abuse and dysfunctional family relationships to complete a certification as a life coach expert focusing on trauma and becoming an advocate for children and parents of fractured relationships. Welcome to the show today, Antoinette.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Oh my gosh. I just love your entrepreneurial spirit, and also how you were, doing your certification, the life coach certification on trauma, specializing in trauma, and then also what you've done with your marketing and your branding and, getting out there. And then now tell us about that book that you just published.
Well, It Starts With I is really all about the person reading it. It's an affirmations book that focuses on self-love, mindset, business, wealth, money, and growth. They are the main areas that I've always known that I need to focus on for myself. These affirmations are affirmations that I've been using over time. And specifically when I wrote the book, I had experienced a situation, ended up seeing my significant other with another woman. And instead of staying mad and not allowing myself to grow past that moment, I turned that pain into positivity and profits by doing my affirmations and putting it into a book. That situation happened on Thursday, started writing the book on Friday. It was published and for sale on Monday. And 2 weeks later, I booked a ticket across the world and didn't come home for 2 years to go and tour for that very book.
Jesus Christ. Now that is awesome. Right? Talk about turning your pain into purpose.
Absolutely. You know, we all are going to experience things that don't feel so good, things that throw us off our track, things that make us feel like we can't make it till tomorrow. A piece of life that just didn't feel so good. But outside of those things, we use that to grow and become stronger and give us more vision into what we're actually supposed to be doing. You know, it's cliche to say that nothing happens to you, it happens for you, but it's really true. There is power in your experience. You can use your experience to make a lot of money just by sharing it with people that need your steps, your strategies, your techniques, your coping habits to get themselves out of that same or similar situation.
Maybe the next book needs to be Make a Lot of Money.
Okay.
I'm just saying, because I think even that title, Make a Lot of Money, that would make me be curious. I'm like, okay, make a lot of money, because really, truly, people want to make a lot of money, especially entrepreneurs. You know, like my previous guest that I just had on, right? She's out there doing volunteer work for nonprofit organizations, helping, you know, single parents, right? Single women to fight the court system so that she can get what's rightfully coming to her, right? So when we make a lot of money, then we can donate to causes like that.
Absolutely. And we can make a bigger impact.
Exactly.
You know, having a heart to do is one thing, but it's not enough, unfortunately. You know, we do need finances to make an impact and actually achieve the levels that we see and envision in our minds. You know, I'm pretty sure no one just really sat here and said, you know what, I want to have a business. They thought of a logo and they're like, that's it. That's all I want. No, we have visions far bigger than that, but it's going to take finances and capital to get us there.
Yeah. So how is your business now going? So you've got your book. And I think that's actually brilliant the way you did that, that you did it with the I for affirmations, because, you know, a lot of the books that you read, it's, you know, research or a person sharing their story or whatever, but to actually put it in the I, then it becomes practical immediately and the person can start using it for themselves. Can you give us like one or two affirmations that you have listed in that book that to give us a sample of what it's about?
Absolutely. My favorite affirmation in the book is, everything I do is done with love. If it cannot be done with love, it is not for me and does not deserve my time, attention, or energy. That is the number one, because I think that a lot of times we do things that we feel like we need to do, whether it's because of money or because someone love and care about access or whatever. But then in the midst of doing something we don't want to do, we feel bad while doing it. Or when we're done, we're pissed off about it or whatever. But it's like, nope, let's start doing things that we do with love. If you don't love it, don't do it. If you don't love tacos, please tell me why you're eating tacos. If you don't love why such and such show, why are you watching it? Because everything you see, you're going to look at something negative about it. You're going to have a negative thought or what have you. So it's really all about doing what's necessary to make sure that you feel good about what you're doing. It's about you all the time.
That's so true. Very, very wise woman you are. It is about you all the time. So what's next for you? What's on the dock for you? I mean, you mentioned that you traveled, traveled around the world and you were gone for 2 years. What are you doing now? Where are you living? What are you up to now? And what's next for you?
Well, I am the chief brand officer of Black House Media TV Network. That's the very new role for me. So I'm getting acclimated into that and figuring what I'm going to be doing there. I'm still editor-in-chief of a magazine. It'll be for long because I'm going to be more focused on the TV situation. But I mean, right now, I'm literally doing whatever my spirit tells me to do. So if I wake up today and I say, you know what, you need to go book a trip such and such. I might not have it in the bank account, but we finna figure out how I'm getting there because my spirit says I need to be there. So that's really like how I'm moving. Everything is spirit led. I'm open to all the great things that are already en route to me. I know that what meets me is for me. Even if it's not good, it's still for me because there's something I'm supposed to learn in the moment. So that's what I'm doing.
Wow. You know, I know for sure already that I definitely want to have a private conversation with you outside, because I want to talk to you about coming into my mastermind community and to also be featured in our app. But you have the right mindset, you have the right attitude, you have the right energy. It's all of that. And really, you know, we're doing things in a new way today. We're not doing things the way that we used to do it, to be so ambitious, to be so overworked, to be so, you know, like you said, if I feel like doing this, do what it is that you love to do. This, we need more of that. We need more of that, because that gives our intuition the opportunity to be acknowledged and to be felt and to be lived. And it's important that we make time for that and that we actually listen to what spirit wants us to do, right? Because you said, I'm led by spirit. I'm only doing that.
I agree.
There's not a lot of people that are out there that are living that way, because it's very frightening, because you are always concerned with the core wounds of the past. You're always preoccupied with the core wounds. And then on top of it, you've got, survival at stake. Mm-hmm. But if you can trust spirit, you know it's going to happen. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So tell us
a different way of living, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, there's a little lag. For some reason, we have a little lag. I don't know why, but I just want us to get your social media handles. Where can people find you on social media?
I am at Ask Ms. Logan on all platforms. That's AskMSOGAN. You can easily connect with me through Linktree. That's linktr.ee/ask.
Yeah, for some reason, there's a little lag. We didn't get all the letters, you know, all the things that you're saying. But when we post this video on social media next week, be sure when you see it, Antoinette, right? When you see it, that you put it actually underneath the video on the page, okay? That you put some of your links where people can see you. And also put a link for your book as well, because I think that's a hot book. And many more people need to have that I am, those I am affirmations, and be led by spirit. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Today. Yes. You're
absolutely.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. In the news today, we had so much, disturbing news about Ukraine. My next guest is from Ukraine, and his name is Roman Prokopchuk. Is that right, Roman?
Prokopchuk, but it is a difficult last name, so I'll let you slide on that one.
Thank you. Roman P.
That works.
Okay, Roman P. He's a first-generation immigrant from Ukraine. He arrived in the U.S. with six other family members to a two-bedroom apartment. Roman interned with the Secret Service and held a top secret government clearance.
Ooh.
He was forced to become a self-taught digital marketeer as a result of the 2008 recession and fell in love with it. Roman has 13 years of experience leading digital teams in senior leadership roles on over 600 campaigns across many industries. He found Nova Zora Digital in 2012. Roman is the host of Digital Savage Experience podcast, a top 100 podcast on Apple Podcasts for how to. He's a foster parent. I want you to listen to this. He's a foster parent and he has 27 kids in his home since 2018. He became a foster parent by going through 6 miscarriages with his wife in 3 years, 2 of which happened on Christmas days. With death, loss, and hardships, Roman pushes through no matter what. Roman P., welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, wow, your legacy, we've been talking about legacy today. Like, what's your legacy going to be? What's your legacy? It feels like your legacy is caring, foster caring for children. It feels like you've opened up your heart, you've opened up your home to love them.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you don't know what you're capable of until you actually do it, regardless of what you're doing in life, either, you know, personal or professional. It's always that kind of first leap that's the hardest. And when you get into it, then you kind of reach different milestones. So if you asked me 5 years ago if I was to be a foster parent, I would probably tell you no, probably not. And then obviously in 4 years, fostering 27 kids, having 5 children under the age of 4 at once. So it's one of those things where you start something and you develop it and you truly don't know what you're kind of capable of. And when you see children coming from different parts of life and going through different things, some of which are, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old that have been through more things than most adults will go through, it puts things into perspective. It helps you appreciate things more. It helps you take things away that you can apply in business in terms of how you deal with people, in terms of empathy and things of that nature. So it's been a blessing and it's been very rewarding. Seeing children come into our home that are, you know, nonverbal or have been in other homes and kind of been bounced around and come into our home and be able to thrive and smile and laugh and kind of do a full transformation. So it's one of those things that hopefully in our home, when they leave, obviously the goal is reunification, but they have that as kind of a launch pad to change their life around in the future if they're presented a choice. And unfortunately, there's hundreds of thousands of kids in the foster care system in the U.S. Obviously, some good homes, some bad homes. And it's really not a surprise that there was a study that about 60 to 70% of those incarcerated have been in a foster care system at one point in their life in the U.S. So it's one of those things where I feel the foster care system has, you know, potentially failed those when they were kids that are now adults. And there's a lot that can be done to reform the system, both on a national level and a state level.
Wow. So, you know, there's a lot of questions that are going through my mind when you were talking about the kids. And so do you have a specific age group of kids that come through your home?
Usually it's children, a few weeks old to kind of the preschool year. So 2, 3, 4 years old. We've had a few teenagers. We've had children, you know, straight from the hospital, but usually kind of younger kids.
So younger kids. And you said, you know, some of them, you know, they're nonverbal, they're not speaking. Or so when they come, do they come and how long do they stay usually?
We've had children from a few days to almost 2 years, the longest. So it's all dependent on the case, where the case is, you know, what plan their parents or guardians are working, or they're staying to the plan. Is the case moving from reunification to adoption? It all depends, you know, if they're taken in place with us originally, or they're moved foster homes, but we've had short-term and long-term placements.
You must live in a big house.
I don't know how big. It's three bedrooms, when there's a lot of kids, it's hectic, but we kind of make it work.
It sounds like a big happy family. Is that the environment that you're providing for the kids, is to give them a sense of family and to give them a sense of emotional security?
Yeah, I mean, just a safe place that they can feel comfortable and kind of start the healing process. I think with them also, one of the first things that we've seen is really being regimented with the schedule, because things like malnutrition and neglect they've experienced. So it's really important to make a schedule so they know every day when they eat, when they bathe, so on and so forth. It kind of reassures them, because a lot of kids come with food hoarding issues because they didn't know when they would be eating the next time. So we kind of got to get past that. And it's getting a child, regardless of what age they are, and really kind of figuring them out, what makes them kind of tick, what things they react to in terms of kind of triggers to whatever trauma they've experienced or saw. So it's kind of like getting a brand new child, like a newborn, and really figuring them out.
Wow. So do you foresee moving forward, 5 years ago, you weren't doing this, but do you foresee moving forward that in your life, you're going to be fostering foster kids?
I do. I don't know for how long or whatever our situation is. Technically, we're designated as foster to adopt, and we have a child currently in the adoption unit. So hopefully in the next few months, we get to adopt. It's the first kind of case that's moved from reunification to the adoption unit that we've had. So we've had the child since 2 weeks old, straight from the hospital. He's going to be two next month. But for the foreseeable future, yes, we see ourselves foster.
Wow. Your wife, she must be one lovable woman.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be able to do it by myself, especially with kind of like all the government things. So each child has a lot of visits, a lot of court dates, doctor visits, different things, law guardians, different people involved with the case. And if you don't, I guess, have a partner, you're synced in that sense, it's very hard in terms of managing, and things can get a little out of control with schedules and stuff like that.
It takes a special woman, open her heart in that way. And so that's why I said she must be really loving, open woman. So what do you want to touch on? Like, you guys had six miscarriages. And is this what got you talking about, should we foster?
It was kind of the launch pad, because in those miscarriages, we did infertility treatment. So obviously a lot of stuff insurance doesn't cover. So we spent over $100,000 out of pocket throughout the whole process. And if you try to, straight adopt, that's also, tens of thousands of dollars. So we couldn't necessarily go that route in terms of exploring. But we thought, it's an opportunity to give back and, an opportunity to possibly build our family, because like I said, we're fostered to adopt. So if we have a child, their case moves into termination of parental rights, and they're able to be adopted, we would be the first ones that the Division of Child Services would come to and ask, would you like to adopt them, if the fit is right, if the children wants to stay with us, and it's kind of a good pairing.
Now, are you still doing digital marketing?
Yeah, I have a digital marketing agency, so that's kind of like my profession and my expertise.
Money in?
What's that?
Does the digital marketing bring the money in?
Yeah, my agency, podcasting, stuff like that. So search engine optimization, social media, paid search, everything in kind of the digital realm.
Good. Yeah, that's good. Well, it sounds like, you're very successful doing that, because... it just one feeds the other kind of thing, because I know that you're not making a lot of money doing foster caring. That's not sustaining. I mean, there's a little bit of money, but definitely in today's world anyway, my gosh, with how much everything costs to have that many kids come through, that and they need a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a common misconception. Some states, I guess it might be for profit. In the state I am, it's not a profitable endeavor. So we do it out of kind of the goodness of our heart. The children get a stipend that covers food, clothing, activities, and things of that nature, and really nothing else. So foster parents in the state of New Jersey aren't paid. I guess if, you know, certain foster homes, foster parents have a lot of children and they, in one way or another, keep the stipend in a way, that's, I guess, misappropriating those funds, but there's no direct compensation in terms of being a foster parent, resource parent, or, you know, whatever you want to call it in New Jersey, at least.
Is your wife a full-time mom?
No, she was in retail management. She went back to school for education. So she started teaching.
Oh, okay. So she's a teacher. She's an educator.
Yep.
Yeah. So what do you want to leave us with in the last couple minutes here? What do you want to say to the audience? What would you like to leave us with?
I guess something like things you don't consider outside of your scope of comfort. So, you know, foster care, kids in the foster care system, there's a lot of them in the U.S. So potentially volunteering, or if you ever thought about being a foster parent, possibly going to orientation in your area and see if it, you know, fits what you have going on now, because obviously it's a lot to commit to, both emotionally and everything else, because when the child leaves, it's obviously heartbreaking because you care about them, you want to keep them and see them safe, but you're definitely not, I guess you don't know what you're capable of until you do it. So if there's things outside of your comfort zone, things you can help out in your community, either mentoring or like, you know, we're doing in terms of foster parents, there's definitely a lot of needy people, kids, adults, and a lot of people out there just needy and struggling in today's day and age.
Yeah, I think that was a really good point, because most people wouldn't even know where to begin to look. But like you already said, you know, in your local community that you can go to an orientation meeting, just find out certain things, what's required, what's going on, to see if that would even be something that you can do. But basically what you're saying is there's a need out there, and we have a lot of people that want to love, that want to support, that want to help, and it's needed. So go make that first step. Where can people find you on social media? How can they look you up?
Yeah, so obviously the last name's a little tough, but if you look at Roman Prokopchuk on any platform, you can find me. Or if you look for my podcast or company, you can also find me. But yeah, it's fairly easy.
Good. Well, I really, you know, very enlightening conversation. Many blessings to you. Continue over your years of foster parenting and digital marketing success. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciated having you, Roman.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Hi
everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce you now to our next guest. Reverend Corby Mitlite has always been the different one. A writer and visionary in a completely medical family, father a doctor, mother a nurse, brother a doctor. She's always made her own path rather than take one cut for her by others. Leaving an Ivy League university after 2 years, Corby struck out to find where joy, purpose lived, regardless of what she was told she ought to do. The path wasn't easy, two marriages which didn't last, and a constant search for the partner who understood. I'm just going to bring you in now. Welcome to the show today, Corby.
It's lovely to be here, Cornelia. Thank you.
Yes, it's great. I also like your background. So basically, you went out and everyone, you could have become a doctor, you could have, you know, followed those footsteps and done all of those things, but you were really a outlier.
Yes. Dad was hoping for a lawyer. He got an actress and a writer. I mean, I could have stood on the dining room table as a kid and recited Shakespeare and they would not have seen me.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, yeah. So here you are breaking the mold, breaking mm-hmm. the mold. You know, one of my things that I like to say to people is that we weren't born to fit into this world. It's what it reminded me of when I was reading that part that you had in your bio. We weren't born to fit in. We were born to create a new one.
Yes. Yes. This is our opportunity to learn. This is our opportunity to bring information back when we go back home. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, in life, moderation is for monks. Take big bites.
Yeah, that whole moderation thing, where did that even really come from? But yeah, definitely, we have to take big, big bites. We have to take big leaps. We have to have a lot of courage. And we have to be willing to, again, the word I used in all my segments today is legacy. Leave a legacy that we can be proud of, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your legacy?
What do I want to be remembered for? Inspiring people to be more than they thought they could be. And the memories of me should make them laugh as well. Then I've done my work.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that. So you want to bring a light heart, humor, you like to laugh, and mm-hmm. and you're an inspirer. You
yes.
want to uplift, and you're doing that already. So what is it that you're doing today in your world today? Like, give us a day in the life.
Yeah. Well, after shoving all three cats off the desk so I can get to the computer, that's first. I work with clients 6 days a week. I read about 1,000 people a year. I have 3 books out. I do 5 or 6 podcasts a week. I have a Patreon group where I teach. I get to get up in the morning. I don't have to get up in the morning, which is the most delicious part.
So you love what it is that you do because you're doing it because you're working 6 days a week because you love it.
Oh, honey, you betcha. Right. It's delicious.
Right.
And I mean, I've had a different background: actress, author, inspirational speaker, video producer, legal assistant, executive recruiter. And my sentence of passion, I could always kind of weasel in there, but I get to really live it now. And your sentence of passion is the vapor trail you leave behind. It's kind of what you get to tell God you got to do when you go upstairs skidding into heaven on bald tires and the fumes in the tank, and he hands you a Coke and says, so talk to me.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. Yes. So did I hear you say that you are a reader?
Yes, I am a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium and channel. I have been reading since I was 18 in 1973. And yes, my darlings, that lets you know how old I am. So back when we were all hippies.
Well, you look so young and beautiful.
Thank you. I do have to tell people it's two magic words. No children. Takes 10 years off your looks right there. I knew that I was made to be that marvelous aunt that comes in, fills your kid's head with all kinds of interesting stuff and leaves.
Yeah.
You know, having kids is one of the most important things you can do. But if you know you are not made for it, don't say, well, maybe I'll want them when they get here. That's not how to do it.
Yeah.
You support those who want kids.
When people come to you for readings, what is it that they're looking for? What are they looking for?
I laugh. It's usually four things, one of four things. One, they need to know about their everyday tour bus, house, car, job, kids. Okay, God, you put me here. Now what? Past lives. Why do I have this thing for 1642 Belgium? I want to speak to my spirit guide, Binky, or how's dead Aunt Mabel? I mean, those are the things that people come to us for. And as you can tell, look, I've done stand-up comedy on You Think a Psychic's Life is Easy.
Oh, my God, that must be funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. And a lot of it is in my second book, the stuff I did. But the most important thing is when people come to me, they realize I'm not one of those Madam Hoo-Has or Swami Swelandas. You sit down with me. I am absolutely a normal person. I will ask you, what is the most important stuff you want to get out of here knowing? And that is where we will go.
That's good. That's really good. I really like that. Are you getting any psychic information about me right now?
No, and I'll tell you why not. I have an agreement with my guides. I have an open sign and a closed sign. One of the things that people are terrified of is they think that we have no boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
And people like the Long Island medium, when she goes up to somebody squeezing a cantaloupe in Wegmans and goes, your Aunt Doris says you have a bad tire in the back and you're going to die in a car accident in a week if you don't fix it. She's telling you and walks away. I'm sorry, that's a drive-by psychic shooting. And real intuitives don't do that, because that's trampling on the free will of the person we're talking to. They don't know us from Adam's house cat, and they may not be ready for the information. It's one of the reasons I don't do mediumship the way John Holland, John Edward does, because I do not censor what I get. And sometimes it's very deep and very profound and very healing, but it doesn't get to be shown to another 150 people in the audience.
Yeah.
I am very aware of the boundaries for my clients.
Yeah. Because you have strong boundaries for yourself. You have an open sign, you have a closed sign. So
a person,
you know, that has that knows how to live that practice and apply it in other areas of your life too.
Yes.
Very much. So what is it that you want to leave the audience with today? What's the piece that you want to say? I mean, in our modern day changing world, what is it that you want to say to people?
Please ask the three most important questions. The first one is, what am I X about in a situation? Sad, angry, depressed, confused. Then you say, why am I X about that? And the magic question we never ask ourselves, what do I think would happen if I stopped being X about that? That's like being the happy Martian detective. You might have water coming out of your eyes and I might assume it's crying, but a little Martian who has no idea about the world at all would walk up to you and go, why is there water coming from your eyes? And the Martian might be right, because it might be contact lenses or allergies or an emotional basis. When we leave ourselves cheerfully open for any answer, we avoid so much pain and we learn so much more.
Yeah, that's so good. Tell us the name of your book again, where we can get it on Amazon.
Okay, there are actually two for your audience. The self-help book is called Clean Out Your Life Closet, Clarity, Adaptability, Simplicity, and Making Friends with Stress. And the other one is called The Psychic Yellow Brick Road, How to Find the Real Wizards and Avoid the Flying Monkeys.
That's fun. That's fun. I really like your style. I like how you weave it into everything that you're doing. Your signature. It feels like the fun is in your signature. I just gave you a psychic intuitive hit. So I thought that was really cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's give everyone your social media handles as well, like where they can find you.
Oh, Cornelia, they can't avoid me. They just can't. My website is CorbyMitlai.com. Twitter, Patreon, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Medium, all under Corby Midline.
Yes, good. And for those of you that are ready to get one of those fabulous readings, you know, check out the Rev and ask her for an appointment and go and get a wonderful reading for yourself. You know, I just think, you know, those are always such great tools that we can use to gain greater insight, greater awareness, and, you know, just help us out at times when we need that support.
Yes, I am here to give you the rocket pack for your life. You're your own architect. I'll hand you the tools.
Yeah, good, good. Well, I'm so glad that you came on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on. And I like your background. I like what you're up to. And so definitely want to talk to you again in the future.
As we say in New York, we'll talk. We'll have coffee.
That sounds good. We should do that. So that sounds good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And we're going to close out the show now, everyone. Thank you so much for Stories of Hope and for tuning in, for listening. If you're watching this video on YouTube, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. That really helps us build our community as well. And we appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.